This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On this edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncovered, we talk with Dr. Chad Lee at the University of Kentucky Research and Education Center in Princeton about how they're recovering the data that could have possibly been lost from the December 10th tornado that destroyed the Research and Education Center.
They've gone through the building a couple of different times very carefully with a crew that was properly equipped to try to secure as many computers and as many paper notes as possible that they could safely get to. We actually had a third-party crew come in and do a good portion of that, and our building manager served as the point person for us. So we're hopeful that we recovered the vast majority of our data. We're still going through hard drives to make sure that it is actually there. So I think we may fare much better in that area than we originally feared.
And that's good news because, you know, there's a tremendous amount of research that has taken place over many years there in Princeton, not just since the Grain and Forage Center of Excellence has been open, but just the Research and Education Center itself. That's a tremendous amount of research you guys have done and continue to do there.
That's exactly right. I mean, we know that we had some lab studies that were ongoing for about 20 years, and we were not sure if that material survived. So those are some, you know, there's some potential things we've lost from that regard. But some of the data was 10, 15 years of various research trials that were ongoing as well. And if we've captured the data, at least we can go and analyze that and get that written up. And then hopefully we can start again once we get into some temporary offices and temporary lab spaces.
I know one thing you guys do there is a tremendous help for our farmers across the state of Kentucky. A lot of soil testing goes there, a lot of soil testing. And what will you guys do for folks who have been used to extension agents and people in general getting their soil tested there at Princeton?
So those soil tests will go to Lexington now, and that means that Lexington site is going to have a lot more samples than they normally handle. So it'll certainly slow the process down a little bit during peak soil testing demand. I think one thing we'd encourage farmers to do is go pull soil tests now if they could and send those in to try to avoid that peak time frame. So we're still going to provide the service. It just may not be quite as fast as it was in the past, just simply because of the amount of volume going through Lexington.
So as far as what's happened since the initial cleanup here of the tornado, what's the response been like for you guys from farmers around West Kentucky?
Oh, the response has been overwhelming in a positive way. We've had some producers that have been extremely helpful in the process. In the initial cleanup, just allowing us to get access into some places, hauling water for cattle, helping the initial adjustment process go on, looking at some of the equipment, moving some of our sheds and such off of equipment so that adjusters could go in and look at them. We had some farmers that were working on Saturdays and Sundays, and we're paying employees to do the same to help us with some of that initial aspect of it. We had a farmer that was able to bring in a solar panel system, or was able to contact another company to bring in a solar panel system to help us run power to a couple of temporary offices until we can get hooked back into the main power grid.
Our guest today, UK's Dr. Chad Lee. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.